Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, welcome back. Hope you are all well and having a lovely week. I actually missed a podcast release for the first time since launching my podcast a year and a half ago now, or just under a year and a half ago. So I do apologize for that. I hope I wasn't missed too much. And the reason for this is probably the topic of the podcast actually as well. And it's because I have been struggling for the first time in a very long time, as long as I can remember, with a little bit of overwhelm, a bit of stress, and actually a little bit of anxiety. I don't know if they're the right terms or the right categories, but I've just been not coping as well with life as I usually do. And I thought it was good to be transparent because I think we all see mostly highlights of everyone's life on social media. And I think a lot of people probably think that things with myself are always rosy and good and positive and happy and going to plan and I'm ticking all the boxes, I'm fit, I'm healthy and all the rest of it. And to be honest, a lot of the time I am that person. But I'm also a human. And at the moment, I'm really busy with work. I'm doing a lot behind the scenes. So that is, you know, taking up any free time I've got really. I'm planning a wedding, if you haven't already heard. I've been getting myself sorted for my hen do, which is, well, when this podcast is out, I'll actually be on my way to my hen do, which is an unknown location to me. It's a surprise. I don't know where I'm going. I know that I'm flying from Gatwick early on Friday morning. So yeah, literally when this podcast comes out, I'll probably be in the air. And although I haven't had to organize anything for my hen do, I've had to like get myself prepared for it and get all my outfits. And being a girly, there's just always a lot. There's a tan, there's the nails, there's the clothes, the many outfits, the extra outfits just in case, you know how it is. And then, yeah, organizing my wedding, which is obviously like, I'm really enjoying it and it's really fun, but it's always on my mind. I think that's the thing. It's always on my mind. And being a destination wedding on the Greek island, we also have to legally get married before in our hometown of Poole, which is lovely because we can basically do two celebrations, but it also means planning another little wedding as well. And we're just having our closest family basically at that, because we're only allowed a few people at the actual ceremony. So I'm organizing that. And then I've also got my rental property, which it's been a nightmare. I was going to sell it and then it was all too much. So then I decided maybe I'll just rent it for another couple of years. And then I come back around to selling it and it's back on the market and it's having viewings at the moment. But that has been quite stressful as well. We all know that's a stressful thing when you're trying to sell a property, and it's not maybe the best time to be selling a property. But for me, it is a good time to be getting rid of this property. So that's been going on. And then obviously my body is under stress because I've been dieting and I've been training. And although my diet, you know, I am good with my diet 70% of the time, I still enjoyed chocolate over Easter. I've still had some drinks. I've still had some meals out. So it's not like I'm, you know, only dieting. I'm still living life, but my training is quite intense. I'm really working hard in my gym workouts and making the most of the time that I'm in the gym. And then I'm doing the extra cardio and trying to hit my steps. And so that is probably stressful on my body as well. And then I haven't been sleeping very well, because I think I'm thinking a lot. My brain does not switch off. It decides to go like double speed at night. Things that I don't need to be thinking about at night, but I am. And then the lack of sleep obviously doesn't help with stress, anxiety, emotional. I've been a bit emotional. Jamie, my fiance, will tell you I've been a little bit more emotional than usual. And then I think I've been a bit anxious, and it's all a vicious cycle because then I don't sleep because I feel like that. Anyway, that's why last week I just took a step back and thought, okay, I don't need to do the podcast. It doesn't need to. It's not, you know, nothing bad's going to happen if I don't do the podcast. And I think that's a reminder for everyone in life. Like sometimes it's just, what's actually a priority? What do I not need to do? And what do I need to do? And last week it was have a bit of time out. I had to step away. Like I pretty much didn't work Saturday and Sunday last week. And that for me is unheard of, because I tend to work a little bit both days, or at least one of the days, especially when Jamie's working the weekend as well. But it was good. I felt good for just switching off a bit, because when you're working a little bit here and a little bit there, you're never really switching off from work. So I felt like I did switch off a little bit, and I feel like so much better. I've also slept better. I've prioritized making sure that I'm doing everything I can to sleep better. All the usual things. I've been wearing earplugs, blackout blinds. I've actually taken myself to the spare room for a couple of nights just so that I'm not disturbed by Teddy, because he does come into our bed and then he doesn't do anything, you know, out of the ordinary, but he stretches, and it was making me jump in the night. And so now I've, yeah, I had a couple of good nights sleep in a row, and what a difference that makes. And we all know sleep is the foundation. It's the most important thing, just for functioning as a human being. I mean, if you don't get enough sleep consistently for long periods of time, then that actually reduces the length of your life, which is crazy. So then I was stressing about that. But also obviously day-to-day things like, you know, energy, hunger, concentration, productivity, everything just starts to go off when you're not getting enough sleep. So I feel a lot better today, but I just wanted to update you all on where I'm at, because I think it's always good to be transparent. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. I'm sure someone else out there that's planning a wedding may be feeling similar. I've been so chilled up until probably 2 months ago, and then it's kind of all hit me. And everything, I've got all my ducks in a row, and I had a meeting with my wedding planner last week, and everything seems fine. I think it was just a bit too much at once. You know, if maybe I was selling a flat and just running my business, that would be fine. Or just planning a wedding and just running my business, that would be fine. But selling my flat, planning a wedding, planning a home wedding, getting myself organized for my hen do, running my business, it was all a bit much. But anyway, update on the physique. I'm feeling really good for the hen do. I'm ready for it. Get me out there. Get me in a bikini. I'm feeling excited and ready. So that is really good feeling to be. And in terms of diet, like I said, I've probably been 70% on it. I could definitely tighten it up a bit more. And my plan after the hen do is to tighten it up a bit more for the last 8 weeks before the wedding. And movement's better. It's more like 90% of the time I tick the boxes. I might just miss a little bit of cardio or a little bit of steps now and again, but pretty much all the time I'm on it, working super hard and feeling really good in the gym still. I've still got lots of energy, still got quite a lot of strength, really noticing the progress, especially in my upper body and my muscle and yeah, definition. It's really good. So I'm feeling great about that. And on a whole, I'm feeling good. Having a couple of nights good sleeps made me feel so much better. So yeah, everything is on track. And I am enjoying the process the majority of the time. And something I've learned, another thing, other than prioritizing and some, you know, tasks don't need to be done and, you know, they can be left for another week or they can be left all completely. But the other thing is delegating. I think any other brides out there or brides-to-be will understand that you do want to control everything. Ultimately, you have a picture in your mind of how you want it to be. And like, I just want to make sure it's perfect for myself and everyone coming. But I've learned that, you know, I can delegate some tasks, even if it's just ordering things on Etsy, which my mum's helped me with, or asking for help with the music. And, you know, I have things that I'm good at and things that I'm not so good at. And so, yeah, delegating where possible is really, yeah, helpful just to get through the tick list a bit. But yeah, I think that's my update. I just thought I'd bring you guys up to speed. So yeah, I will update you after my hen do on how it was. I'm going to try and have a phone-free couple of days. The hen do is Friday till Sunday, and then I'm staying on for a couple of more days with some of the girls just to relax in the sunshine. So after the hen do, I will update you guys on the location and what we get up to and have lots of pictures to share. So if you're interested, then keep your eyes peeled next week. Jamie's also on his stag do the same weekend. We didn't plan it that way, actually. I obviously, being girls, we organized the hen do date like a year ago. Jamie organized a stag do date like 2 months ago, and it just so happens to be on the same weekend, but it's quite nice. So it's a Sten weekend. It's stag and hen, and he knows he's going to Palma and the weather's looking beautiful, and he deserves just some time out, some relaxation, some fun with the boys. So I'm super excited for him as well. And then I can't wait to catch up with him afterwards. We haven't actually like been apart, I think, all this year. We definitely haven't been. I think maybe I went away for one night. I can't actually remember. So yeah, it'll be good for us, and then it'll be exciting to come back together. But yeah, that's all from me this week. If you've got any topics you want me to cover, then please do send me a message via email or to my Instagram. I would love to cover anything that you think will be helpful, interesting, informative, whether it's personal life, whether it's fitness, nutrition, perimenopause, menopause, mental health, any topics you want me to cover, let me know and I will try and get around to all of them. All right, have a fantastic weekend, guys, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.